I read from the book of Ecclesiastes and chapter 4, verses 8 to 12. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. "For whom I am toiling," he asked, "and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labour. If either of them falls down, no one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one can be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." I wonder, when you were very small, did you try and learn how to ice skate? I remember having a go. My dad had to convince me that I needed to take one small step at a time, and that if I fell, it wouldn't hurt me, for he would be there to steady me, to pick me up, so that I could start all over again. Having someone there to help us when we fall is what Ecclesiastes chapter 4 is all about. Doing things with someone else makes everything much better, verse 9 tells us. Friends make everything we go through life easier. When we come up against problems, if help we have someone there to rely on, these relationships can give us strength, purpose, hope, and comfort. When we find ourselves flattened on the ice rink of life, is there a helping hand nearby? You know, that's one of the benefits of being part of a family and a church family. Having people to rely on, sharing with people who can provide care, provide support when life's times get hard. Over the past 18 months, many people have found life difficult through illness, loneliness, and isolation. When someone needs help, support, encouragement, or someone just to share with, I wonder, could you be God's answer to lift that person up? For when we make ourselves a friend to someone, we often find them to be a friend to us. When we find ourselves alone, remember that God is an ever-present friend. That's what we read in Psalm 46, verse 1. As we talk to him, he steadies us with his firm grip. I wonder, what are we thankful for? Perhaps a prayer. Thank you, Father, for helping me when life knocks me down. Thank you for the people you've used to encourage and strengthen me. Yours is the most faithful friendship I have. Remember that God's helping hand is never, never far away. The Lord bless you on this day.